Okay, let's start off. Parshas Kisetze and the 74 mitzvahs that we have in Kisetze. We have 74 in Kisetze and then 8 mitzvahs after, and that's it. So we have 82 mitzvahs left to do here in our Shiurim of Sefer HaMitzvah. So the first three in Kisetze are related to an enigmatic Parsha, the Parsha that's discussed at length, both in Lamdas and in Hashkafa. Let's start to get our feet wet today, and we'll discuss it over the next three mitzvahs. The mitzvah, of course, is Yefas Toar, the mitzvah of allowing the allowance of the Torah of taking a captive woman and having some type of relationship with her. Says the Torah at the beginning of Kisetze, Kisetze la melchama loivecha, when you go out to war against your enemy, unis sano, Hashem alokecha biyadecha, v'shavisa shivyo, and Hashem gives you the enemy in your hand, and you take a captive. Rashi starts off already by telling us, b'melchemes ha-reshus ha-kasa medaber. We're talking about a melchemes reshus. Regarding the Melcham in Eretz Yisrael, there are no captives. Kfar Nemar, we discussed that last week. Lo Sachaya Kol Neshama. This is Vishavisa Shivyo. So you take a captive. Vira'isa Bashivya. And you see amongst the captives, Eshes Yefas Toar, a beautiful woman who the enemy sent out. What's a woman doing in the middle of the battlefield? She was sent out by the enemy to try to seduce the Jewish people, to get their mind off of the battle. As Bilam gave the enemy ideas about that. V'chashakta ba, and you desire her, v'lakakta l'cha l'isha, and you take her for a wife. That is a crucial line, what that means. V'lakakta l'cha l'isha. V'heveisal toch v'esecha, what do you do? There's an entire process to do. V'heveisal toch v'esecha, you bring it to your house. V'gilches rosh hashah v'esal tziporneha. You shave her head, v'esal tziporneha, you make your fingernails grow long. Why do you do this? We'll see. V'heisira es simla shivya me'aleha. You take off the simla of her shivya, meaning the clothes that she was wearing in order to try to succeed in seduction. You take them off, me'aleha. V'yashav b'veisecha. And she puts on lowly clothes. U'vachza zaviyav es ima yerach yamim. And she cries for her parents for a month. V'yachar kein. Tavo eleha uva'alta. Then he can live with her. V'haisa l'cha l'isha. And she should be for a wife. That's after the process. V'haya im lo chafatzta ba, but if she does not want to become Jewish, as we'll see, v'shilachta l'nafsha, then you have to set her free. Machar lo sivkarena bakasef, what is not allowed to sell her, that's a separate isadaraisa, which we'll get to. Lo sisamer ba, tachas asheri nisa. And also one is not allowed to be lo tisamer. What does that mean? To work her in a normal way. As we will see, Takal Shirin Isa. So first, today's mitzvah is the mitzvah Aseh B'Yifas Toar, and then we'll get to the Beshem Delos Aseh's that are connected. Good. We start off. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shenitz Tavinu B'Eishas Yifas Toar La'asos Lachim Mishpada Kasuba Parsha Zu. What are the halachas we have to do with an Eishas Yifas Toar? Exactly what is described in the Sukkim. And the Rambam says this. If we have time, we'll go through it. The Rambam in Hilchas Malachim in Parachas also discusses where he has all halachas of war. So that's where he has the process of Yifas Toar, as we will get to. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Yifas Toar, Klomar, Shetei Yafeh Be'inav. Right? Somebody that he thinks is beautiful. Right? Meaning, not objectively, it's whoever you think, a woman. Then you're not Tzibui Ba. What's the mitzvah? She'yivi'ena ha'yisrael al-beso. The man, the Jewish soldier, brings this woman into his house. V'yitzave ota, l'galeach rosha, u'l'gadel tziporneh, u'l'hasar mi'aleach sus ha'no'eh, she'vi'em i'beisa. All of those activities. She'gain darkonshal goyim ha'arurim. That's the way of the cursed enemy. She'binoseyan miskashdos ba'malcham el'znus. They try to get the Jewish men to commit znus. Not only to get their mind off of the battle, but that's terrible in the eyes of Hashem. Out of all the averus, that one's terrible. V'yarsha otal livkot aviv etima yarach yamim chodesh yamim kirtzona. Then we let her cry for her parents for a month. Elu heim dvarim hamufurashim. These are the laws that are mufurish by Eishes Yifas Toar. Umin hadomesh al kain ela yavo b'chiyav haaseh. All of these are included in the mitzvah haaseh. Good. So we'll get to more of the details, the major machlokas. But first, let's talk about the shorish of the mitzvah. Misharshi mitzvah. The Chinuch quotes the famous Chazal from Maseches Kiddushin, Amru Zechronim Levracha, Lefi Shelo Hitira Torah Yifas Torah B'Shivya Ela Kineged Yetzer Hara. What does that mean? She'em Lo Hitira HaKasav, if the Torah wouldn't allow it, Yesiyana B'Isser, he'd marry her B'Isser anyway, L'Tokev Yetzer Leif Adam Ra B'Inyan HaChesha. He'll marry her anyway. Let's stop there for a moment. The simple interpretation of this chazal is that a person cannot control themselves, and therefore the Torah says, okay, I understand. It's a difficult situation and environment. You're out on the battlefield. You're under tremendous pressure. These women who aren't dressed properly, you know, come across, and it's impossible to control oneself. And therefore the Torah gives one a heter. A very, very unusual type of halacha. Even if we assume that's true, though, says Rabbi Yechezkel Abramsky, that this is the only place in all the world of halacha where we ever find such an idea. Meaning, in every other situation, which a war on the battlefield, that's an extreme situation. But every other situation, obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that we could do it. There are no leniencies or built-in kulas. That's the Ha'ara Nifla'a that Rabbi Yechezkel Abramsky has on this halacha. When people say, oh, I can't do it, it's too hard, I have too much of a taiva, I can't control it, I can't do this, I can't do that, says Rabbi Yechezkel Abramsky, this is the only area where the Torah says it. Din yifas Torah bava tofeach al peneihem. I'm reading from the Lekach Tov, quotes from Yechezkel Abramsky. Umochiach, she'ein shum shachar l'tainasam, she'kein kasher roe habore. When Hashem sees, she'yesh b'Torah, davar she'kashem ma'od la'adam, la'amod ma'o, hu yisbrach matiris iser. Hashem will matir it if you thought you can't do it. This is the only time when Hashem does that, so it must be that we can do it. And if we keep thinking about this, it's amazing. It says in the Elah, the Lekach Tov also has a piece on this, and the Elah Dvarim, Rav Schleisinger discusses, according to Rashi, at least, we're talking about Mochemes Rishus. Who's on the battlefield by a Mochemes Rishus? We just had in the last parsha all the people that were Chosrim Yorchei HaMelchama, and people who are Yorei Barach HaLevav, and who is that to cover up? People who have Averos. So who's left on the battlefield? Only the Tzadikim Gemurim, the greatest Tzadikim, the greatest rabbis, and they need this Heter, L'Dibra Torah L'Kenegedi Sahara. They're going to be, you know, lost. So says the Rav Eliyahu Schlesinger in the Eil HaDvarim, doesn't matter what stage a person is at, like the Gemara says in Brachos, even after 80 years of being in the Kahuna Gadola, a person cannot trust themselves. And therefore, Mikan Anu L'Meidim, you realize the importance of always being on guard, and specifically, says the Eil HaDvarim, the importance of a Chevra, the importance of a surrounding, the importance of an Avirah. Look at this tzaddik. Arkama osa miskeret shomer asalam mikol mishmar. Usually the miskeret controls and guards over us. But when we're in the middle of a battlefield, a person can be the greatest tzaddik in the world. Rachman al-Aslan, sometimes the miskeret could affect him. Could affect him. Shum aveir anasis de adam hanimsa b'miskeret toratit misuderet ein adom al-aveir shalom osa asalam makam hefker. It's much easier to be involved when there's hefkerus. There's no say there. There's hefkerus. There's craziness going on in the battlefield. Says that affects. That's the message of Yifas Tovar. Lo kein pnei advarim k'shodem nimsam michutz l'miskeres shel Torah ki az ha'pitui la'aveiru hu gadol pikama ad kedei matzav she'adam kimat ve'inu yachol b'kochos atzmo l'skaber al Yitzrav. And Bilam knew that. And that's why Bilam was against Matovu Alecha Yaakov. He knew about the Ohel and he knew about the Mishkon HaSecha Yisrael. That's why Dafka sent them out. Because that idea of the Seviva of the Bati Knesses and the Bati Medrash is the exact opposite of this idea of what happens to a person on the battlefield. That's the simple interpretation. If we keep reading the Chinuch, though, he seems to have a little different understanding of this idea of, oh, the Torah allows you to do it. If you keep reading, says the Sefer HaChinuch, the Torah, obviously, Koni Chazal, Odibra Torah, El Keneged Yitzhahara, let's read the next line. Al Kain. Sosam hakasuv deles bifanav lahav isha beinav. The Torah closes the door to a person in this situation in order to disgrace her in his eyes. What did the Chinuch just do? He took the Chazal and turned it on its head. Right? Usually we say, oh, you know, it's very hard, so the Torah allows you to do it. No! Says the Chinuch. The way we have to understand it is that the Torah realizes the reality that this is going to happen. This man wants to live with this woman. So you know what the Torah does? The Torah is trying its utmost to try to make it that it doesn't happen. What is it? You want her? Okay, take her home. Take her home. Wait. First let her, you can have her, but first let her grow her fingernails, and first let her shave her head, and first let her. And the Torah does all these things to try to temper the taiva that a person has. We'll have a machlokas when the Birishona happens in a minute. But says the Sefer HaChinuch, that's the Lashon, Sasa Makasov. The Torah is closing something off. The Torah is working with the reality and trying to limit the losses and trying to prevent the aveira from taking place. That's the Torah El Kanegi the Yitzhahara. That's why the Torah says you're allowed, but you have to go through this whole process. Vitziva Lagaleach Rosha Kadela Abid Torah Sa'arosea Na'im. She has to shave her head, so she looks disgusting. Ula Gadel Tziparneha Kadela Navel Torah Yadeha. And to grow her fingernails, v'she yarsha osa livkos chodesh yamim. She cries for a month. What does a woman look like after she cries for a month? What do her eyes look like? Lenavel panel, and that will temper and that will cool off his taiva, and hopefully, Bashan the Torah has in mind, in that way he will not have any taiva. V'hakol laham isa beinav shehe nichnas v'yotze nitkaba v'roa benivula. He will see her in this disgusting state, sitting on the floor in his house, and then finally will say, "Just get out of here, forget it, go back to your nation." That is the chinuch. If you look in the Chizkuni and the Ramban, they have a little different ideas about this process. The Ramban says that all of these are, maybe it also is to be, make her nim'as in his eyes, but it's also mishpate avelus, says the Ramban. That all these things, l'kach ani omer ki kol eile mishpat avelus, says the Ramban. All these actions that are being done. V'akol nimshach el uvachsa es avia ve'es ima, and it's cries for her parents. V'tziva shita galeach rosha kiderecha avelos. She has to shave her head. T'kinyan. Where do we usually have an avel cannot shave his head? But here you find, sometimes in Tanakh. V'chein k'tzita sipranayim avelos k'giluach arosh. Also the fingernails. V'amar heisira sima shivyame alea klomar tilbash bigde evel. V'yashva bebeischa ka'almana. V'lotetze chutz klal. She's sitting like a widow, sitting on the floor, and she cries. V'tazakos v'yarech yamim. Ki what's yarech yamim? That's shloshim. That's minog avelim. That is what the Ramban says, I think. But I acknowledge Chazal, which the Sefer HaChinuch was based on. V'yadas raboseinu she'omrim shakol lecha eres yafya. Tziva she'tasir begadim me'aleha v'chulu. That is the different reasons of why this process kicks in. The Chizkuni also has a little different focus. He says that the process is maybe to try to bring her closer. He says, why do you shave your head? It's like a mitzorah that's going me kodesh l'chol, at the end of the mitzorah's process of becoming Torah. He shaves his head, and he's nichnas l'machane, so to her. And also, just like the Levim did, because that connects to Avodah Zarah that she did in her previous lifetime. Just like the Yaakov told his children after they conquered Shechem. Rashi quotes there that it's connected to Avodah Zarah. So, different reasons why this process is done. Good, now we get to the major. A number of discussions, but the major machlokas within Yefas Tohar. And it's not 100% clear in the psukim. V'amru mina mafarshim. Some mafarshim say, the chinuch quotes both opinions here. Some mafarshim say, this is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Shehetu Yefas Tohar v'yarishon ehibigi yusa. Ukrovim divrei amachar shehetu shalohu mibnei tokef yitzahara. Number one, Rabbeinu Tam holds in Tosfos and Kiddushin and Al-Chafalaf on the base, Chabez of an Aleph. The Tosfos is really a Chabez of an Aleph. The Rabbeinu Tam holds that the Bia Rishona is allowed out in the battlefield. Obviously in a tzanua way, but out in the battlefield, because after all, that's the Lashal, the Dibur Torah, Klanke Yitzhahara. He can't control himself. So Bia Rishona is mutter there while she's still not Jewish. But other Rishonim, Rov Rishonim, assume otherwise. Against Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi, and the Ritva explains Rashi, Avol Mehem She'amru She'enu Muteres Klal. No, the Bia is after, the Bia Rishonim is only after the whole process. And that's what the Chinuch's Svara works with. That you try to do this whole process, so by the time the time comes, he loses his taiva. Avol Mehem She'amru She'enu Muteres Klal. Avol Achar Kol HaMaisa Me'elua. She has to convert at the end. And that's what it sounds like from the Psukim. Because after the whole process, that's when the Torah says, only after all of this process, but not before. But that is known as the Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos. Again, the Machlokas is here in the first paragraph of Maseches Kiddushin. Tosfos, Rashi quotes that the Bia Rishon is only mutter after the whole process. And Tosfos asks a couple of questions on that. Vitema, MK number one, how does his Yetzirah, how is it filled? Kima de Mimachama Asar, Shiyovala Beso, Ulacha Kalamasim, Hechmas Pais Yisro. How do you have it delayed? So Tosfos says later on, well, must be for Rashi, what it's called is Pas Pesalo. If a person knows that she's going to be mutter, he already is in control. Right, similar idea why all arayos are not allowed to have yichud, except for a woman and her husband. Women are allowed to have yichud. Why? They're arayos to each other. No, the answer is do pas pasalo. The husband and wife know that there will be a zman heter. Number one, says the Tosfos, asking Rashi, what's the heter? What's the yetzahara? He doesn't like that answer that he gives for Rashi. The Yod Kash, and then he says, why is it called basar temusos? It's called, oh, the Torah allows you to have this iser. She's not aser. Right, you bring it to her house, you do this whole process, and if still then she wants to convert, then you can have beer with her. So what do you mean? So why, that's not aser. She's a ger. Va'od kasha, and also, if you look in Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Aleph, a gemara that we will have to talk about, it says Tamar was the daughter of Yifas Toar. Dovah took a Yifas Toar, and Tamar was the daughter. And therefore, really, she was Me'ikra Din Muteris to Amnon. And that's why Amnon says, right, when Tamar, Amnon is about to attack Tamar, she says, why don't you just ask our father? He'll let you marry me. What do you mean? They're brother and sister. The answer is, says Tosfos, because she was the Asia Yifas Toar. But ask Tosfos on Rashi, Rashi, according to you, Yifas Toar, the B only happens after the Gerus. So if it happens after the Gerus, they were brother and sister. So it would never have been Mutter. And that's why Rabbeinu Tam rejects Rashi and says, V'nira Rabbeinu Tam, to be a Rishonim Muteres b'milchama. I will be a Shnia Asurache de Bebeso Giyaris. Fine. So how do you answer the questions on Rashi? So the way that the Achronim explain, and the Ritva explains Rashi, the Ritva says, Beferish, even according to Rashi, this is not a regular Gerus. At the end of that time period, at the end of the process of Nivol, so then you ask her if she wants to convert. If she does, fine. If she doesn't want to convert, that's the Chiddush Bal Karcha. You can, according to Rashi, force her. What's called Gerus Bal Karcha. Iko Amemar says the Ritva there. Afal gav de miskayeres ba'ones v'shelo b'leiv shalem. Vahavi kegere arayos. Hitira hatorah va'amra shetehe gerusa gerus. The Gerus works, but the Achronim explain, the children are still not Jewish. The children follow her. Meaning she's not really Jewish. It's like the Chazon Yecheskel says. It's a Gerus Le'inyan the Heter Bia. That's it. But there's no, she's not really a Gioris. Right? It's not, it doesn't really work. You can't have Gerus Bal Karcha. It doesn't work. It's anti-definitional. There's no Kabbalah's mitzvos. It's forced. So it's Gerus, that's what Rashi says. The Chiddush HaTorah is that you can have this Gerus Bal Karcha later on. And that's why they weren't really related. Because even after the Gerus Bal Karcha, Tamar and Amnon were not full brother and sister. So that is an important discussion. It's a gerus that only affects her and her heter bia, but not her children. Her children are still non-Jewish. They're nigrar achareha. That is a major machlokas between Tosfos and the Rashi and the Ritva and others on the other side. The Rambam seems to hold like Tosfos. The Rambam seems to hold like Rabbeinu Tam to allow the bia, but Hidafka says bitzina. It has to be done bitzina. And that's how the Rambam must understand. Lo dibra Torah ela keneged yetzer hara. It's the Rambam in Melachim Peraches Halacha Gimel right here. Ein esh yisifas Torah muteres ela b'shas hashviya. Only muter right then. Esh yisifas Torah bein besula bein beula bein esh yisish ein esh yislagayim vechulu uminayin shelo yolchatzena b'melchama. What does that mean? You can't pressure her in war. Shenemar v'haveisa yachnisena l'makom panui v'yachkach yivo. Right, they were the ones that started this. Remember, this is all Jews taken captive. The non-Jews, in this context, sent their women out to be mezana with the Jewish men. So the Jewish man is, instead of being mezana with her in the battlefield, taking her into a private space, according to the Rambam. And that's the Torah, the Divrei Torah, Gedekei Sahara. But again, according to many Rishonim, there's no Bia Rishona right away. It's only after the whole process occurs, and maybe the Chiddush is that it is Gerus Bal Karcha. So this is a major Machlokes Rishon. Good. Let's continue. So if she wanted to convert at that time, then it's a regular Gerus. That's not Bal Karcha. She realized after a month that Judaism is the right religion, that it's going to be a real Gerus, and then they would have, the children after that would be full brother and sister. But most of the context is that she didn't want to become Jewish. Okay, continuing some of the Sefer HaChinuch, other halachas. Dini ha-mitzvah ma'asha omer zechonu l'avracha. Eish is yifas toar, bein besula, bein beula, bein eish is ish. Doesn't matter if she's a married yifas toar or not. Vein mutter likach shtayim, and you're only allowed to take one. What does that mean? You shouldn't think public is mutter, like the Rambam says. What about at the end? Let's say he takes her and then he wants to live with her. He wants to have her as a wife. So obviously the heter is only at the first point. But after that, if you want to keep her, then she requires a gerus. If she does convert in the end of this process, then you can marry her with ksuba and kiddushin. The chinuch continues two lines later. What if she has a baby, an ibur from Bia Rishona? Havlad goy. The Vlad is a goy, for sure, according to Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam. But the chiddush that we just mentioned is even for Rashi. Even for Rashi. He's not Jewish. Ve'eino b'no loch shum davar mikol advarim. Aye, v'tamar achaz avshalom. He talks about our case, right? They weren't really related because she was a daughter of Yifas Tohar before the Geiris. And Avshalom was only after the Nisuin occurred. So that's why the Chinuch says they were not related. And this mitzvah applies when Ohegas mitzvah zu, Bizmash, Yisrael Adam Asam. The mitzvah applies only when Yisrael are on their Adama, Ki Azlahem Ayirishus, and we are fighting wars. But if not, Bizman Azeh does not apply, but during a war, if somebody takes the Yifas Torah, let's say it does not follow the process that the Torah says that needs to be followed, so then one it violates and is mevatel the mitzvahs aseh of Yifas Torah. Again, there's a lot more, many more details that we have to talk about. Is this only by Melchemes Rishus? If you look in the Rambam is not machalik between Melchemes Rishus and Melchemes Mitzvah, maybe even Melchemes Mitzvah. And you might say it's a mitzvah, so it's even a greater heter if you're doing a mitzvah. Either way, Bezrem, we'll get to into more of the details regarding this halacha, Bezrem, next time when we talk about the two los assays that relate to Yifas Torah.